Hello everyone, my name is Shiny Burjunsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology, the Shiny Minds Show, and I am your NeuroShine coach.
Are you ready to shine? Come on, it's the shiny one.
You got this. If you wanna go collect.
I am here to create NeuroShine moments so that you can have a shiny mind. And today's topic is how not to give up when things get messy, challenging, rough, tough, and turbulent. Okay, you got me. You know, you have goals, you have dreams, and you wanna grow, you wanna achieve things, you wanna go to your next level, you wanna change your career, you wanna maybe move to another city, to another country, maybe you wanna start a relationship, maybe you wanna start a business, maybe you wanna end a business or end a relationship. There is always something that we want to do. And of course, when we are in progress, in process, things get messy. Things get tangled up. Things get harder than we have ever imagined. So at those times, we might pause and think like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Is it really worth it? I'm just gonna give up. And sometimes there is a context when it is a smarter idea to give up and to let go. For example, I'm sure you've heard about Arianna Huffington, the founder of Huffington Post. When she wrote her book about Thrive, when she was talking about her goals and how it's important to sleep 8 hours, she also mentioned that she discovered that it was important for her to let go of some of the goals that were not serving her. For example, to learn another language. She had it on her to-do list for the longest time, for years and years and years, and that goal was pressuring her, and it wasn't going to change the quality of her life. It wasn't going to add anything. When she sat down and paused, when she asked herself, is it really worth it? Like, shall I keep it or shall I give up? So she decided she needs to give up, and that was very on point. Just like this, you might have some goals and dreams that you have set for yourself. And when you think about it, maybe they are not the right goals for you right now. And when they are the right ones, there are ways to tackle them and not to give up. If you're ready, let's talk about them. Number one, faith. I talk a lot about faith. If you ever watch my other videos here on my Shiny Minds show, you will hear me talk about faith and how it is important to tap into your inner wisdom and have faith so that you can keep going, so that you can move forward, so that you can remind yourself that one day it's all going to be worth it. It may not be easy, it may not be simple, it might be complicated, tough, and really truly challenging. And still yet, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you will go through it, just like you have gone through and overcome every single obstacle and problem in your life. And that is fate. And that's something that you need to constantly remind yourself and create consistency around being more faithful. Number two is resilience. This is a sophisticated word right here. What is resilience? Resilience is your ability to move forward despite of the obstacles. And your resilience is about how you look at things from different perspectives, more empowering and encouraging perspectives, and learn from them and grow with them. Resilience is your ability to cognitively grasp, analyze, and evaluate life's challenges, and then apply them as lessons for your next versions. So when we're talking about resilience, when we are talking about how resilience can help you not to give up, I'm talking about you needing to train your brain and really install those mental mechanisms inside so that you have those techniques to come back up. Yes, it is true that you're going to cry. Yes, it is true that maybe you're going to scream, complain, And maybe you're going to get frustrated and angry and you're going to lose your mind and you're going to experience sleepless nights at some point. That's okay. And resilience is still telling yourself, hey, it's okay. It's part of the process. I am going to cry. I am going to scream, but I am not going to give up. That's resilience. And my third way is called Circle of Shine. Yes, you guessed it. It's part of my NeuroShine technology curriculum. And Circle of Shine refers to going back to your previous and past achievements and sitting down and writing minimum 21 achievements that you have done before so that your brain can go back and remember that you got this. You have experienced challenges before. You have maybe experienced bigger problems, but you still overcame them. And you need to remind your brain that, hey brain, you got this, right? This is your way of hugging your brain and asking your mental world to help you to fight with those challenges. And I call them Circle of Shine because this is all about creating shiny minds. Right? When you remind yourself that you have a shiny mind, your circle of shine is going to trigger that train of thought and you're going to come back to your self-confidence and immediately you're going to feel awesome about yourself. So there you have it. Those are my three ideas to help you not to give up on yourself, not to give up on your dreams when things get messy. Hope you liked it. If you like the video, please put a like on it and share it with your friends. And of course, subscribe to my channel so that you and I can create a better world with more love and shiny minds.
Your bright space.
Absolutely.
Because she knows your heart.
Awareness.
And she definitely knows your mind.
It's a new day. Say yes.
She'll
so
give
much.
You her love.
My love.
And give
I know.
Sorrows and your sadness.
Yeah, bring it to me. Bring it.
She'll help you take it away.
Yeah.